Thanks, Anthony. I'm the president of the Knox Ratepayers Association. I have a couple of other committee members here with me, so I'd like to sort of have Frank, maybe put your hand up as well, Frank, so people know who you are. And we've got Lynette Heese also, so thank you for joining me, my moral support. So one of the things that we're currently worried about is what's going on with our council from a point of view of, are they actually managing the funds that we pay them effectively? And it's interesting, I actually did some quick analysis just to share with you what's been happening with our rates. So if I go back to 2000, year 2000, that's not that long ago, 13 years ago, and look and say, okay, how much has the rates gone up in that time, just the percentage increase? And on average, it's been increasing at 6.78%. Compare that to the CPI, 3.06%. So on average, you could say it's double the CPI, so double the rate of inflation. Now, when you compound that, if you look back over that 13-year period, it actually adds up to 147%. So that's a compounded rate increase of your council rates. So the question for you, have you noticed a 147% improvement in what the council's spending that money on for you? I don't think so, right? So that worries us. The other thing to look at, if you're a pensioner, your pension, a single age pension, went up in that same period of time 40%. So you're a little bit out of pocket here towards the council. Now, the other good thing about all of this is if you were paying $300 back in the year 2000 and you thought, well, you know, what's 147% increase over a 13-year period? Now, that's assuming that your property value hasn't gone up 1 cent, not 1 cent in 13 years, which is probably not true, your rate would have gone up from $300 a year to $742 a year. That's quite a sizable sum of money. So when you actually start adding your property value increases on top of that again, all of a sudden you're into the thousands, okay? And that's what we're actually seeing. So Knox Ratepayers Association, we're very concerned about that, and we've been trying to push back on the council to be a little bit more stringent in how they actually manage the funds that they get and to make sure that we actually get some real value back to the community for that money that we're actually collecting on our behalf. So I'm not sure if many of you have seen this. Has anybody actually looked on the website of the Knox Council? This is the 2013 budget. Did anybody have a chance to actually read through that? A lot of nodding of heads of no. Well, actually, it's an interesting read. Actually, you should go and have a look at it because there's some really interesting stuff in there. You know, I'm not even talking about, you know, things like building permit approvals. That's not even covered in here at all. Okay, but you know, actually, every time that the council gets a VCAT involvement, it's about $11,000 per case. That's our money being spent on VCAT. There you go. Yeah, it's actually a very heavy document. Now, there's some really interesting stuff in here, and I actually put together a submission on behalf of KRA, which is the Knox Ratepayers Association, just to actually highlight that some of the things that they've got in there are really quite scary. For example, if you look back to 2010, 2011, they were predicting a forecast of a surplus, and we like to talk about surpluses. Our government talks about surpluses all the time. They were predicting a forecast of $9.6 million surplus, only delivered $5.2 million. In 2011, 2012, they predicted $6.9 million surplus. They delivered $2.2. So they're on average about $5 million short. This year, in the 2013 budget, they're predicting a surplus of $1.4 million. I would say we're going to go in the red this year, based on their activity, their performance. Yeah, that's a bit of a worry, I thought. So I said, so what's our chances of delivering that kind of budget? Probably zero. So I think our new councillors, and hopefully Anthony's one of them, has to get in there and actually have a relook at that whole budget, because I think it's really quite screwed up. So, other things we look at. If you think about what the kind of measures that they have on us, it's really quite interesting. The things that they want to spend money on is quite scary. I'll go through some of them for you. If you haven't actually had a chance to look at the budget, you'll find these quite interesting. The first one in there, they want to reduce the number of smokers in Knox. Do you think our council budget should be spent on that? No, neither do I. they want to actually increase the number of bike riders in Knox. Do we really care? I'd be more worried about the number of people who trip over on broken footpaths myself. But anyway, The number of kids participating in AusKick and the six-pack program, that needs to increase. Well, that's good for the community, but I'm not sure the council actually has any say in that. Those programs are run by different organisations, not the council. So these are the kinds of measures, and there's a heaps of others in here as well, really scary stuff. And that's what they're hanging their hats on, and that's what they want to spend our money on. Okay? So Knox ratepayers, we're concerned about it. We've been raising concerns with the councillors about it. We think the councillors need to put more control on the council executive, and they need to take more stronger interest in actually how this budget's delivered. And I think it needs to be revisited on a very senior level. Okay, one of the things that Knox Ratepayers Association are actually calling for, we're looking for independent auditors to go in there and actually have a look at it. We know for a fact that any time any kind of construction project takes place, the people who put in proposals double it. If you were going to build the same toilet block in your backyard, it would be half the cost. So as soon as any tradesperson actually puts up any kind of recommendation or any kind of costing, they double it. So that happens in every council. So that's not just Knox, it's across the whole of the state. So, you know, we want to get a much more stringent kind of activity in place where some more controls are put in place to actually manage that thing and actually get some costs out of the system, not in the system. So independent audits, what we're calling for. We're also calling for more stringent controls on actually, as I say, the relationship between the councillors and the council. We think the CEO actually has too much control or too much power. It's actually the CEO actually controls the councillors, not the other way around, which it should be. So we think we'd like to see some new councils in place, and hopefully Anthony's one of those. He looks like a tough character, so I'm very supportive of him. And we'd like to see more kinds of large infrastructure projects be funded by either state government and federal government, not our council. For example, the Eastern Recreational Precinct, beautiful facility, wonderful place, but, you know, that's costing Knox at least 1.5% on your rate every year, and it will be there for the next 10 years. How many people in Knox use that? About 15% of the users have come from Knox.
Is it that much?
Yes. And that's put us into debt in Knox about, I think it's about $40 million, or will be. And that's only phase one. There's a second phase planned for that as well. Okay, so that's going to add to your rates. Now, I don't know if every pensioner who gets a rate increase really will take advantage of that facility. Seems a bit strange to me. Okay, so there's some real concerns there. The Eastern Recreational Precinct. On High Street Road near the freeway on the left-hand side, there's an ugly-looking... just beside the tip. It didn't burn down the other day, did it?
No.
Oh, OK. Yeah, we could have got some money back, maybe. You know, and I think the council will argue that the people who use it pay for it. That's true in some regards. But I can tell you now, if it comes to, you know, resurfacing the floors on the basketball stadium, the council probably has to pay for that. If the light costs go up, the power costs go up, I'm sure the council will have to fund that too. So even though we say the users pay, I think there's some percentage of payment, but, you know, the council's still on the hook for the bigger expenses of it.
Other councils use it too, don't they?
Yes. In fact, Knox Council paid for it. Everyone uses it.
Do they pay a share?
No. No other council pay a share of it. Yeah. And that was the other concern we had. Look, if it's right on the corner of three councils, why don't all three councils put in some money and pay for it? No, they didn't want to even go to approach them. So.
I'm just curious. I know I'm going back a bit here.
Yep.
Do you want
the microphone? No.
When the Kennet got called in administrator?
Yes. That would have been back in. Well, the plan was that they would be better managed. They put in these super, what they call CEOs, and Emerson is one of those. Emerson. Well, Kennett actually implemented the super councils. So they basically created councils as kind of like corporations. In fact, you'll notice that when you get your council rates, it's actually not from a government body; it's actually from an incorporated body. Okay. In fact, the council's never been approved as a local or third tier of government. We had three referendums on that and it was overwhelmingly dismissed. So that's another issue. But But on that basis, the CEOs of council basically measure themselves as CEOs of companies. So Knox Council budgets about $150 million a year. So they see themselves as managing a $150 million business. Now, my background, I'm a compensation and benefits expert, and I know for a fact that we would never compare a CEO of a council with a CEO of a company. They don't have to sell a thing. They're more like basically an accounting manager, not a CEO who has to look after sales, marketing, and the rest of it. He gets paid about $350,000 a year plus benefits, and he actually earns more than the Prime Minister. Yeah, so the Knox Council CEO gets paid more than the Prime Minister of Australia. Isn't that kind of strange? And if that's a third tier of government, there's something wrong with that process. Okay, so again, that's another issue we have as well. So one of the other problems you have is you've got a person who gets paid $350,000 a year, who's basically controlled by some member elected part of the community, which is our councillors. Anthony's going to be one of those, we hope. And he'll probably get paid about $25,000 a year for his activity. So here's a person getting paid $25,000 a year, controlling a person gets paid $350,000 a year. Kind of not quite right. Anyway, so that's Knox ratepayers. Do you have any other questions? Yeah?
Just one quick question. In connection with the CEO of council, can he also be employed in another job?
The CEO?
Yeah.
There's no rules about anybody being employed in multiple jobs, but you have to ask if there's a conflict of interest. And if there is, then you would have to say that he's in the wrong job. Yeah.
So there's nothing to stop him getting a $30,000-$50,000 income from another outside.
When you earn about $350,000 a year plus benefits, you probably don't need to get another job. Yeah.
Yeah, but some people will do that because greed is the driving force.
Yeah. Well, I think some of the concerns that we have is when you start looking at some of the benefit or some of the facilities and services that council pay for or buy. What are the kickbacks that some people are getting at under the table for that? I mean, one of the things that we uncovered is, and Frank was at the council meeting, they're paying $350 for every tree we plant in every street.
4-foot-high
tree, $350. That includes paying for the tree and watering it for up to a year. Now,
how much to pull out the old one?
No, that's not to pull out the old one. No, that's just to plant it, not to pull out the old one. Right. So that's just to plant the tree and look after it for a year. Now, you can imagine a year like this year, you would never have to water it, so there's hardly any work involved. And it's probably a $75 tree, worst case scenario. So there are our concerns. So this is the Knox Ratepayers Group. We're an independent group. We're very concerned about the community and how the council operate. We kind of be a bit of an independent watchdog on council's activities. If you'd like to join us, feel free. I've got some membership forms. Cost $10 a year to join up, so it's not that expensive. But we love your support. Okay, so thanks very much, and thanks for letting me come and have a chat.
Thank you, Ian.